Hey, I bought myself that Constantine collectible figurine. It's pretty sweet.
The one that you knocked off the shelf and collapsed our whole display?
Yes. I bought it on Amazon.
Oh, you're a monster.
And then I also bought myself the entire series of Constantine the TV show because I really enjoyed that show.
Oh, did it have a full season?
It had a couple seasons.
Wow, no. Are you sure?
It had two seasons, right?
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I'll have to go look at the Blu-ray. Hold on.
No, you don't have to leave. You just...
Nope. Leaving.
I can't.
Too late.
All right. Now that he's gone, we can start the show.
I was not aware that it was on that long at all.
Yeah, I didn't think it may. I thought it got canceled mid-season, to be honest.
All right, hold on. Let me look. It's not going to tell me, is it?
One season. 13 episodes.
Really? It seemed like more. It's a good show.
That's what Wikipedia says.
All right. 558 minutes. So, yeah, whatever that works out to be. Oh, he was on a few episodes of Arrow, too, so I guess I was lumping those together.
He's a crossover character now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either.
I really like the actor.
I do, too.
So I thought I'd support my Constantine with the TV show and the figurine.
Can't believe you bought it on Amazon after you racked that woman's display.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
How much cheaper?
Like $5.
Did you use our link?
No.
You are useless. Just someone start the show.
That's your job.
Before my head explodes. I didn't need it. I bought it from the con. And then you promptly stole them from me.
Hey, there we go. We got a graphic.
Yeah, he was slacking this week, and he only had to do one character. What is that picture?
That's
Frankenfurter floating in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why
is it Frankenfurter?
I don't know. Oh, he's dead in a pool.
Dow!
Oh, that is...
That is terrible! That's terrible. Terrible.
All right, I believe I am ready to go.
I'm ready. Hit the button. Push the button, Frank.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. We'd like to remind you that there are hungry people in every community, but even more so right now, they are all in Puerto Rico. They are hungry, they are thirsty, they are without power, and, you know, they really need your help. They can't possibly all move to New York and join the Sharks. So please, if you would like to give them money or resources or any such things, perhaps go to globalgiving.org and send them a couple U.S. dollars, as that's what they have there, and they can use them the most.
Being a part of the United States, yes, they use the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start the show.
True believers, and welcome to the 109th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Sneebean 15. It's Ray, it's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Alright, big news this week, kids.
Holy moly.
People are out of their mind. We've not seen this much excitement since the big battle of pink versus purple. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but people are blowing their minds that the red tiles are now going to be called rouge. Like, they are just freaking out that rouge is coming into this game. I don't know why that's such a big deal. It's just another shade of red, but, you know, whatever, if that's what floats your boat.
That is not what floats my boat. I'm on team red on this one.
Team cardinal.
Rouge, that's ridiculous. I haven't even heard about this.
I'm telling you, it's coming. It's just, and people are out of their minds with it. Out of their minds.
Yep, adding rouge to the game.
Adding rouge to the game, they just can't handle it.
Ha. Huh.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
It's crazy times.
What are you going to do? I don't even know where I could. Yeah, I'm going to take a knee during this controversy.
All right, so this is the week of 9/27 through October 4th of the 2017s. Oh, do we have a show next week? When are we leaving?
Goodness.
We're not leaving until Thursday, right?
Oh, no. Why didn't you prep me weeks in advance?
Ray, we're leaving
Thursday?
You can't
one-week me on this. There's no show.
we're going to be around for Wednesday night, right?
Are you going to try to edit it before bedtime, before the early morning flight?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Ray, we'll have a poorly edited show for you next week.
That seems likely.
Because we have to be up early in the morning to fly to Texas.
No pressure, but you've got a new headset, and try not to curse.
Did I curse?
No, but just that's the only thing that could make it go wrong.
Oh.
That and my telephone. I'll turn it off this time.
Ring. Ring.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to the boring part of the show. Your Deadpool dailies, because the rest of it's so entertaining. Wednesday, today you got your yellow patch. Thursday, green torch. Friday, black Colossus. Saturday, black Cyclops. Sunday is a black Hood. Monday is a green Doc Ock. Tuesday is green sleeves. If I knew how green sleeves went, I would hum a bit there. And Wednesday is yellow BDSM Carol. I should know green sleeves. I remember playing it in the band back in, the day. I remember playing the chimes during green sleeves. But I have no recollection of how that song goes.
It's because you were playing the chimes.
It's probably true. Probably true.
Master
I had a wooden mallet. I hit the, bong and, went bong. And all right, in your 5-day 4-star crash. Of the Titans. On the 25th? Yeah, that was recent. You had Cho versus the Beast. I guess that's the current one, right?
Yeah.
That was super easy for me, but I've got a champ Cho. He's like a chump Cho. I don't know. How'd that go for you guys?
I sampled it today. I think it's going to go well. I didn't use any boosts because I wanted to see if I should even bother. And it turns out, even without doing any of that, 3-1-1 got me close. Got me within like 700 points of victory.
Nice.
Oh, you'll totally pull it off.
Yeah, so I'm optimistic if I boost those colors and get an adequate board. And deny yellow seems to be the key for me because it's so disparaging when that healing goes off. I was like, no, I'm working so hard to punch you with my feeble little punch.
Yeah. Oh, well, last week did you succeed in Red Hulk versus Hulk, I'm assuming?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, then that
you,
also
you hadn't
required...
You had tried it last Wednesday, so...
Nope. It required no boosts and almost no effort. I just played it and won and didn't think about it again.
Mm. All right. Ray, did you play Cho versus Beast?
I did, and yeah, it went reasonably well. I have him at level 145, 534, so he's on the verge of being champed, but not a real big problem.
All right. And then we got the next one on the 30th is X-Force versus X-Force. So it's Deadpool versus the Wolverine.
Versus Deadpool.
It does say Deadpool on your screen, yes. I have a typo.
Sorry that I did not find that sooner so that he could correct it, but Deadpool was pretty cool.
I know, I have him champed. Ray's got him champed. Ian, you've got a 3-3-2 level 168. You should be able to pull that off.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
X-Force Wolverine's pretty potent.
No, he's not. You could totally thump him with Deadpool.
I like that the typo occurs in both of them, though.
Oh, what? Oh, because I left out the L there.
Wolverine.
It's the Wolverine. Deadpool.
The Wolverine.
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Wolverine. You hear it first. Craig hates L's.
Fine. Moving on. Storyland. It's unstable ISO 8 right now. 12,500 will get you 3 BDSMs. 23.5 gets you a red Riri. 52,000 for that big 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Mockingbird. And 51 to 400 get Hood. It's a lot of Hood. Hearts of Darkness, 17,000 gets you 3 Hoods. 33.5 gets you red Mockingbird. 54,000. Hey, there's that L. Instead of 54K, I have 54L written down there. 54K is 30 CP. Top 200 folks get their red tiles changed to Rouge. So good for them. and then there's this new mystery event, Shield Training, that looks super exciting and complicated, and we'll talk about that shortly. In the Go-Go Power Season, Shield Simulator, obviously still going, you get that Lockjaw for a bargain basement 800.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some Lockjaw, right, kids, if you don't have that done yet.
Right up my alley.
Yeah.
That's the price I'm willing to pay for Lockjaw.
Fresh Cut Fries is running right now. 800 gets you a black Psylocke, 900 blue Lockjaw, 1200 for the CP. Top 5 folks get Power Man, and 6 to 50 is Gray Suit. All right, big topic. Ready? Apple pie. Discuss.
Oh, I should have read ahead. I didn't know we were taking featured pie of the week.
Pie of the week is moving straight up to number 2.
Right up to the news segment. All right. So the featured pie this week is a all-American fall classic. We're going to talk a little bit about apple pie. It's kind of like the fundamental of pies. It's a classic fruit pie. When making your apple pie, Granny Smith apples are kind of like the gold standard for baking apples because they hold up so well. If you don't like Granny Smith apples, I would recommend maybe Honeycrisp as a decent variant, maybe Janigold as a decent variant. And if you have access to Mutsu apples, they're also called Crispins. They are a little less tart than like the Granny Smith or Golden Delicious, but they also have a nice firm flesh, so they hold up well to baking.
Wouldn't you worry about the moisture content of a Honeycrisp?
I would, but you know, the sweetness lends it to some of the pie variations, which we'll discuss.
Okay, because I'm a big fan of Honeycrisp apples. They're one of my favorites.
I do too. And, you know, they're just a good dessert apple. So, you know, they're even better in a dessert. They would not be at the top of my list. Okay. I'm happy with Granny Smith's in my pie. As far as the top of your pie goes, crust top, lattice work, or crumb are all acceptable. If you're making it for me, I prefer crust top. I like my pies to be as crusty as possible. I don't like crumb. Lattice is acceptable. They cool faster and it's got a nice effect. And then apple pies have a few, I would say, acceptable standard variations, that being Dutch apple pie, which is, again, not my favorite because it usually has the crumb top, but it's got a good flavor to it. Caramel apple pie, which is really just your standard apple pie with some caramel worked into it. And a personal favorite of mine is I like to work a little bit of cheddar cheese into the crust.
Wow.
I think it adds a nice, you know, because I like it, you know, either side by side was originally, but then I found if you can work it into the actual pie, it's a really, really great treat, at least for me. If you don't like cheese with your apple pie, then I would stay away from that.
You're correct. You put a lot of work into this. You're a lot, way more than I expected.
The most research Ian's ever done for this show, apple pie.
It was a new segment. I didn't want to totally, like, just drop the ball. I'll wait for the other new segment to drop the ball.
Okay.
Alpha Team and Desert Tortoise both agree that Honeycrisp are way too expensive for a pie.
That too.
So there you go.
I hadn't considered cost. I'll work that into the next pie.
All right. Ray, do you have any pie comments?
No. I'm quite full of pie. Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Patch 136. Let me find my release notes here. What's changed? Logging out of Google Play for those three people in the world who have Android devices during the early stages of the game will no longer leave the player in an unresponsive state. Of course, they're in an unresponsive state. They've got an Android device.
I feel like there are lots of people with Android devices,
and they
find a lot of
because they're just staring at it, going, "How do I use this thing? It's so non-intuitive. I can't handle it."
Well, no, I feel like they have probably a lot of success with Android devices. Mm. I would like to make the shift to Android.
Ugh. Story event missions that do not recover points will no longer display the points counter after it has been completed. I didn't notice that being a problem. Tiles destroyed by a line clear from a match 4 or greater are now considered destroyed instead of matched. So special tiles that react off of matches will no longer react if the tile is destroyed.
Hooray!
So that's something.
Yeah, that's great.
Character covers are formatted correctly in the shield resupply screen. I didn't notice them being wrong. Countdown tiles that deal damage each turn will no longer do so if the tile becomes locked. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Lock should be locked. Colossus's Colossal Punch will only deal additional damage when he's in front. Isn't that always the way it worked?
That's the way it's always supposed to work.
So it sounds like it was bugged a la the Vision a while back?
Oh, yeah. He was really bringing the thunder when he was bugged.
Oh, man. He was the best when he was bugged. Really wish they would bug him again. Tiles converted to green from an opposing Dream Warrior's power chemical reaction will no longer disarm friendly trap tiles.
Oh, wait. That's good.
Yeah, you don't want to disarm your friendly tile.
Right.
And, the glory that she is becomes more. Medusa's hair metal can now shuffle around fortified tiles. Your fortified means nothing to Medusa. Nothing. She will move it where she wants.
She's an inhuman queen. She can't be stopped.
Yeah. So, there you go. Patch 136. Hey, if you're going to New York City Comic Con, and I'd like to do that some year, check out the folks from, you know, Puzzle Quest. D3 will be there. It's October 5th through the 8th at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. And they're at booth 447. Stop by, try and win a raffle ticket, win some in-game prizes, and tell them that yours truly is the greatest person on Earth, and he really deserves a Dazzler. That's what I'm saying.
Now, I feel like you're getting some other dreams made reality soon. I don't really. Really? I feel like you're just being greedy.
No.
You don't feel like the third release of the new
the
releases?
The third character I'm excited about.
Couldn't be more up your alley.
It is. It is.
Right.
My second, you know, my actual most favorite actual X-Man.
Right.
Because Dazzler's not really an X-Man. She's, you know, got her own thing.
She's not really a viable character. She's just
is. She just doesn't need to be part of a team because she's awesome all on her own. So, you know, he's, you know, probably the number two character wanted, and then, you know, Namor is number three, so.
Right. Either way, New York Comic Con sounds nice.
Yeah, we should try and scrounge up a bunch of money next year and try to go there.
Oh, costs money.
It costs a lot of money. New York City's expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose cheaper than flying to San Diego, but.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's blow Ian's
brain. But wait, doesn't it conflict with whatever con that you go to every year?
Well, it's never the same week. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. But I conflict to the point where I'm not saying it's the exact same week, but can you swing BlizzCon and New York Comic Con within a week of one another?
Can I just go with no here?
Wait, well,
right,
BlizzCon's not till November this year.
Oh. I thought you said it was next week.
No, that is a trip to Texas.
Oh, man. That too?
That is the Spice World Convention.
Oh,
but first, we are spending a few days in San Antonio and drinking in Austin.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Will we be missing any show?
It sounds like no.
Wow.
As long as we're back with really poor editing for both of those, because on both the Texas trip and the BlizzCon trip, we are leaving early Thursday mornings.
Hmm. Brave.
So
we're professionals. It'll be fine.
Indeed.
I'll practice editing.
Yes, I know. I know. Grinch McScrooge. There was a long pause after he said, "Can you swing?" Because that, in my head, I was doing the whole like Spider-Man song. You know, can he swing?
Oh.
Listen, bub. He's got radioactive blood. I don't know what the word is.
That wasn't even close. It was absolutely
that's one
wrong
of the verses.
Verse. It was, but you combined them. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Is he strong? Listen, bub.
Yeah,
he's got
you.
Radioactive blood.
Donkey Teeth says, say hi to Sporty Spice for me.
Oh, right,
well,
sure.
Is she going to be somewhere?
No.
Spice World.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I thought, like, just sometimes they have, like, I know that she does electronic dance music now, and I've noticed that the last couple cons people have gone to, they have someone, you know, spinning electronic dance music tunes, and I thought maybe it was her.
Maybe she can show up at BlizzCon.
I took it too literally. Yeah, maybe.
They've got the craziness. Nope, Spice World, though, I will be meeting Kevin Mitnick, and I have a all-day session with the guy who invented Windows PowerShell. So
exciting.
If you're a nerd, that's super exciting.
Yeah, I didn't know anything that you just said. And I'm a pretty big nerd. I'm just not a productive one.
All right, so SHIELD training. Ian, just close your ears now because there's too many words.
All right.
There's a with release of Rouge coming in, there will be a special vault and a new event called SHIELD training. As players level up certain characters, not only do they get the satisfaction of bolstering their character strengths, but they're also rewarded by unlocking missions in this special event. Completing these missions will earn players Rouge and a bunch of ISO 8 event tokens and even command points and legendary tokens. So this starts tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern, ends Thursday, October 5th. All missions can only be played once for a reward. There are no placements. So there's one mission. It's Welcome to SHIELD. It's a joint forces mission with Rouge, Cyclops, and Professor X. This allows you to play the mission even if you don't have these characters. You unlock that to unlock training exercises and individual training. There are 9 training exercise missions. Rewards include 100, 250, and 500 ISO 8. 3 call for backup missions. Each mission unlocks after a set of 3 training exercise missions. These require Cyclops, Classic, Wolverine, X-Force, and Professor X. Later missions require these characters to be a certain level or higher. 94 and level 209, respectively. Rewards from those include Hearts of Darkness tokens and a random Rouge cover. There will be 5 individual training missions, one-on-one missions requiring Rouge. Later missions require Rouge to be certain level or higher. This one's going to be hard. 78, 111, 169, and 251. How are you going to get that many covers that quickly? You got me. Rewards from those include command points and a latest Legends token. There are 4 tiers of progression rewards, 1,000, 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000 ISO 8. So it's a bunch of missions. You got to play them. You use some X-Men, try and win some stuff, get yourself a few Rouges, and then play her special one-on-one missions. But man, it seems like it's rough that you have to get her to certain levels.
Yeah, how exactly are you supposed to do that? That's
bye,
a lot
bye,
of covers.
Bye.
That's a lot of covers.
Walken would say, bye, bye, bye. I think I have killed him, and he disappeared.
What's up, yo?
Yeah. See, he did shut off his brain.
I did. I went to Reddit and started reading the fantasy football thread. What's going on?
In the Rusian Friends Vault, this special vault starts Sunday, October 1st at 8 a.m., ends Friday the 6th. The story event, Web Wonder, and the Versus Tournament, Close Contact, which is Rouge's Versus, will both reward tokens to this vault. It's an 80-item vault, one legendary token, 3 4-star characters, one random Rouge, and 2 4-star characters from the Call for Backup missions, 22 3-stars, and 54 2-stars. So you can try and get a couple Rouges that way, too. Well, one. And then the jump ahead, we'll talk about the Belle of the Ball, the Southern lady herself, whose voice will always be the cartoon voice in my head, Rouge.
Sorry, Discord, UNC Samurai. If you get Rouge to 251 that quickly, then you are the Star Wars Rouge leader. Did you see the picture?
Oh, nice.
It's really disturbing. It's, yeah, he's got way too much actual Rouge on.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Sorry.
All right. He is green, red, yellow to fit with her costume. Her first ability is Gloves Off for 5 green. Then after you fire it, it becomes Power Siphon.
It's not quite the same.
Power Siphon is a passive ability that has Rouge absorbing enemy powers, but risk damaging herself with continued exposure. What this means in terms of gameplay is enemy matches in this ability's color generates no AP and deal no damage, while friendly matches generate double AP and deal double damage. At the start of the turn, spend 14 AP in this ability's color to deal damage to the target and deal half that amount to Rouge. It then switches back to Gloves Off.
Huh.
So I'm a little confused. Maybe I can look at it in the in-game rewards because it just says, you know, this color. So I don't know. Do you get to pick the color?
I don't know.
Let me go to the in-game version and see what it says in there.
Has it updated? Can we actually see?
Yeah, it's in the...
Z new event.
Enemy matches and this ability's color. Yeah, it says the same thing. Ah, its color is the target's strongest color. There we go. So for 5 green, you switch to Gamma Siphon, Power Siphon. I'm going to make that mistake every time. its color becomes the target's strongest color, and it does some damage. Then you get the no generating AP and no damage being dealt. So as long as, you know, I suppose if you don't want it to deal the damage, take the damage. If you got someone else who can spend that AP, so you don't ever get to 14, you can keep the power safe and going. Gloves Off at level 5 is 6,838 damage to the target. Friendly matches and power siphons color deal triple damage. Triple!
Wow,
that's a lot of damage.
That is,
man, you
strong.
Team her with a 5-star that's making matches. That's a lot of match damage. Triple Thanos match is a lot of match. Power Siphon at level 5. To start to spend 14 AP in this color, deal 4,586 damage to the target and 926 to Rouge, and then revert back to Gloves Off. So that's at the start of your turn. If you've got 14 AP in that color, that's going to happen.
Right.
Kind of like the alien thing does for Agent Venom.
Yeah, it seems like a thing to avoid.
Yeah, I'm assuming most of the time you want to avoid that because it's not that much damage. The Reddit second ability, we've still killed Ian. I think he's gone.
Are we back on?
Totally.
I thought you were still talking about shield training.
Nope. Talking about Rogue.
Oh.
Her second power is called Sugar. You're going down. This costs 12 red. It's a head-first flying charge punch. Deals damage and destroys a block of tiles, dealing damage but not generating AP.
So she does a Cho punch?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. It sounds exactly
the same. It's the same thing. Okay.
Base level, it's 398 damage and destroys a block of 3x3. Level 5, it's 3165. But again, that's when she's level 70. So, her final ability is called Leading the Charge, yellow passive. When Rogue's in front, enemy matches deal less damage for each teammate still in the fight. Whenever the enemy makes a green, red, or yellow match, Rogue is automatically sent to the front. So at base level, it's 10% less damage for each enemy still in the ally still in the fight. At level 5, it is 25% less damage. So that's 50%. There you go to start. That's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
Ian, you still conscious?
Yes, am I.
Okay. Any comments on Rogue?
Not really. I mean, I won't have her anytime soon. I'll have forgotten everything you've told me about what she does. I picked up a few things from this segment. I didn't realize how heavy your accent was until this segment, so that was entertaining. I want to get ahead of next week's comments and go ahead and say this Rouge thing is dumb. It is confusing and unfunny. I want it to go away. I thought you weren't joking. I thought they were changing the color of red in the game to Rouge. And I was like, why would they do that? That's weird, but I'll let them because, you know, it's their game. And then I was like, oh, it's a hilarious way to say Rogue's name. Remind me to try to decide between Andre Ellington and Josh Gordon. But your accent only because I used to have it, but I moved up here when I was much younger, so the other elementary kids like beat it out of me. You call them Kellers, and it cracks me up inside.
Did I?
Yes. If you listen to the show, you're like, in the team's strongest Keller, and then they do this Keller, and I was like, that's amazing. Craig is so Pittsburgh trash, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I go downtown to watch the Stellars. So, be quiet your face, Donkey Teeth. Had enough of you. Go wash a baby or something. Good times. All right, and if all of that wasn't enough for you, hey, there's two other characters coming. A certain thief type known as Gambit, and the greatest of the X-Men, Nightcrawler himself. So I'm super excited about Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I think these are the three most wanted characters, like,
sure,
by far in any of the surveys.
Yeah, I would say, I would hopefully in reverse order. Nightcrawler is by far the best of the bunch. Rogue's okay. She's kind of a goon. And Gambit's a total goon, but he's okay too.
Well, I just really hope that they, you know, draw him with his ridiculous, you know, big coat and stuff. I mean, we got to have the, like, that should,
oh, you have
should
to
be some,
yeah,
kind of special. Like, he needs a stick, he needs a big coat, and he needs some playing cards in his hand. That's all I need,
yeah,
out of my Gambit.
Sure, I don't know what the coat does, but he'll absolutely have that, have a Gorgon-style debilitating slash, and I'm sure he'll throw kinetic cards, but I don't know what else he does. So I don't know what his other power should be.
What, you would think is the, wasn't it for a while, wasn't he like the head of the Thieves Guild?
Probably.
He should be able to, you know, steal something. Steal a bunch of AP, you're a thief.
Steal AP? Yeah.
That has right. Nothing to do with his powers, though.
No.
Yeah, but I like it. It's his backstory.
That's his character, though.
True,
I mean, it's not
true.
His powers.
Right.
But, and, man, I'm begging you, please don't make all three of Nightcrawler's powers scramble the board. Please.
No, he can...
Because I want to use Nightcrawler, and you know one thing's outside of Medusa? I've had all the fill of scrambling the board powers I could take.
No, he's got invisibility tiles.
Grinch McScrooge says number one power is called Bamf. Number two,
yeah.
Number two power is Bamf in a slightly different way. And number three is Bamf in a different way yet.
Well, he could pray. Kurt's a big prayer.
Oh, the heel.
Could
yeah,
we just
he could
leave
pray
that
to
out?
Heel. He could have circus agility.
Yeah.
And he could have Bamf.
Do you remember, maybe you don't remember that. Remember the time in the X-Men when he was dead and then there was a bunch of little Bamfs? And they were like these little demon things that were all over the place and then they got reforged back in the Nightcrawler later?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, look up the Bamfs. So if he could maybe split himself into a bunch of little Bamps that would keep doing things all over the screen, that would be awesome. Bamf. So that's the new stuff. I don't know. Should be fun. I like X-Men. Give me all the X-Mens.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how they made it their way back, but I'm happy to see them. They were missed.
They were. Now we got the good X-Men. No more Cyclopsies.
Somebody on our Facebook page commented that they were surprised there wasn't a new Wolverine. We could really use another Wolverine.
That's true.
That's pretty sweet, Bert.
That's true. We don't have enough Wolverines. Oh, man. Which versions of Wolverine are still left to do? Well, we don't have the... what was Wolverine's other name for a while? It's like James something.
James Howlett?
Yeah, we don't have a James Howlett version of Wolverine yet.
That's true.
So we need, you know... James Howlett Wolverine. That way you could also play him with the other Wolverines, because he would have a different subname. You could have James Howlett with, you know, Wolverine.
I'm kind of sad that got any traction. I was just...
You know, you could have, you know, there was a while he was, you know, an instructor at the school. You could have Instructor Wolverine. He could maybe put on some glasses and look, you know, professorial.
Professor Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
You could just have drunk Canadian Wolverine. You could have the Alpha Flight version of Wolverine.
Was he in Alpha Flight?
I don't know. He's Canadian. Isn't everyone in Canada in Alpha Flight? I think that's required.
Know.
I think if you're born in Canada, you have to serve 2 years in Alpha Flight. It's like the military. Wow, that just caught dead air. Completely dead air.
This is true.
It went too far.
Shoot.
Yeah. That was us letting you know you went too far.
If that's going too far, man. Holy smokes.
The next part of the show is one of my favorites. Come on.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, the local news?
I've been dying to hear about this stormwater meeting.
Yes, I had my first township stormwater meeting today. So we met the other members of the group, met the consultants, started talking about what we're going to do, and it sounds like we're going to have user fees applied to everyone in the township to handle stormwater runoff.
Ah.
So, bad news for Ray, because he lives in the township.
That is true. But I also have water runoff issues, so...
Right. So, the impetus of most of this is due to protecting the Chesapeake Bay watershed. So, all the townships have to reduce the water runoffs that eventually make their way to Chesapeake Bay, cut down the phosphorus and nitrogen going that way, and all the sediments. So, somehow that's got to be paid for. But there you go. Stormwater. Who knew?
Dead air again. You've gone too far.
All right, let's go to the mailbag. Willie, where are you at? Save me.
Willie Lumpkin had a bunch this week. I just want to mention real quick that if you attempted to get into the Puzzle Warriors group and were unsuccessful, I tried to make note of you if you requested it in Reddit. So I'll try and hit you up if the next time we have an opening. But we did. We do have a couple new listeners/alliance members now. So, yay, full alliance. That's always nice,
right?
Jordan from Jersey. By the way, there were a lot of people post like walls of text. So, just calm down, people. I read it. Reading's for suckers, as we have often said on this show.
Yes, it is.
In any case, Jordan from Jersey said that a win-based PvP overall, it's good, but 40 wins is a lot. Easiest overall 10 pack he's ever earned, though. I just wanted to mention that because, yep, that is all correct. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, it was great.
Cosmic Legends. Yay, I guess. It's better odds, but none of those characters excite me. See, I don't see how they... Thanos?
Thanos doesn't excite you?
Yeah, I know. Man. But I guess just not enough for the extra 5 CP.
I guess there is no pleasing you.
He has also said he was excited for the 5-star required mission, which is very interesting. I thought that, I don't know, it's challenging.
It can be rough.
Yeah, definitely. Been having a bit of fun with the Spider-Man one, though. Not that I've got him like 2-0-1 or something, but it's still kind of interesting. I just like seeing new animations, I think. I think that's all it is. Our friend Joe said that he's worried about SCL-9 being introduced with Venom Bomb because it's one of the tougher PvP or PvEs.
Oh, buddy.
You are correct, sir.
That first day, the 5-star event with the high-level symbiotes and stuff?
Yeah.
It was ridiculously brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very discouraged that day.
I've got to wonder, I think they do that on purpose, because remember when they were first doing the PvE scaling test, they were like, how about Enemy of the State? We'll start it there. And everybody's like, oh my god, why?
Yeah, if you started on the tough one, maybe that, you know, that really tests on the
then
high
then
end.
You get, yep, absolutely.
All right.
Joe also said that he's learning not to hate the wins PvP method, but combined with BFF, one of the tougher PvPs, it's a bad combo. Again, switching it over on one of the tougher events.
I do not like that event.
The BFF? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. He said that all three of us, he thinks that all three of us should see Mother and report back next week. That is not going to happen.
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah, I already tried to sell him on that when we were actually together this last weekend, and it did not work.
Hey,
so the fact that we won't see each other for another month or so,
we had
maybe
to,
when it
we
comes
had
out
to
on
save
DVD.
The world from a virus.
We did, and we were super successful, and it was a great time. If you haven't participated in an escape room, do it.
Yeah, it was fun.
If you're that listener who builds escape rooms, nice work. Isn't that how I got onto escape rooms? When one of our listeners was like, that's what I do professionally.
I believe you were correct.
Oh, right. You had like some crazy title, like, you know, cryptography guy or something.
Yep. Escape room buildo guy. they're lots of fun.
Speaking of walls of text on the Reddit, D-Wing Illinois said, the limited score concept is going to strain the willpower of the darling long box horde friends. So we have a bunch of people in our groups, in our alliances, who are hoarders. And the limited store is definitely tempting for those people. He also said that he would give anything to monitor the three of us in an escape room. I don't think we were that entertaining. I think we were all right, but...
Right. I thought everybody handled themselves very well.
He also said...
There were very...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, I was just going to say there were very few meltdowns.
Yeah, no, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. He also said that I am so glad that I asked about candy bars, and I'm just... I'm not going to mention the other candy bar comments. There were so many candy bar comments. oh, my.
Did anyone mention the Sky Bar?
No.
No.
Hmm.
It's not a good candy bar.
Oh, that's true. I was just curious if anyone mentioned it.
He asked if, quote, I think he has some mental health issues, but he seems nice, end quote, can be the official slogan for the PW3. And unrelenting emphasis that Craig puts on the long ooh for Shia's last name is cringingly hilarious.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
Noble Browncrow said that Shia is kind of creepy and said, have you seen this video? Did you see the video? Did you look at the comments? Did you? It is.
No, I'm going to go with no.
It is a video of, I don't know, a song on stage being performed about how Shia LaBeouf is, I'm going to say that now, is coming after you and is going to kill you and he's covered in blood and you have no idea why.
All right.
It's worth a watch. I found it amusing. Dax1138 said, exciting thing of the week. Used a latest legend token while listening and got a 5-star Spidey and a bonus 5-star Strange. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Threw it on the ground.
Skippy KGT says he feels like he stole all of Craig's 5-star mojo. He did 41 pulls and got 4 Thanos, 5-star Lords, and 3 Surfers.
Holy smokes!
Yeah. So thanks for letting Thanos be my first fully 5-starred, fully covered 5-star. You can have your token mojo back, but I'm taking your ISO mojo for reasons. Aestheticist.
I've heard of him.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can do it in aesthetic. I don't know if you remember him being on the show or what he sounded like. Hopefully not. But I'm going to try and do his voice here.
Oh, boy.
He says, we have a few traffic circles in our metro area. Right in the middle of America. They're definitely circular conduits of traffic. Horrifically unnatural works of the Antichrist. Reminders that the commies are still out there. We must be vigilant. The way they manage traffic without the use of electricity or moving parts is pure witchcraft.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a really passionate speech about traffic circles. I like it.
What's funny is that your voice turned out very similar to if anybody out there listens to Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men, they do Chris Claremont's narrator voice.
Oh, nice.
Narrator voice. And you sound like the narrator voice that they use when Chris Claremont goes into his long prose.
I'll take
Speaking
that.
Of which, hey, we saw Chris Claremont Saturday.
No, we did.
That was cool. And then, and then he would nonstop talking to people about stupid Madeline Pryor, and I had to walk away because who cares? Madeline Pryor was a dumb lot.
I don't even know what that means.
I know is I got... When Jean died, there was a clone of Jean who looked exactly like Jean. And her name was Madeline Pryor, and her and Scott got together and were getting married. And Scott was the only person in the universe who did not realize that it was the same person, that it was Jean Grey.
So they pulled a Superman?
Oh, it was terrible. And it went on for issues and issues and issues.
Nope. All I know is I got those 2 sweet new pops, and then Craig stole them.
I did?
No, I just forgot them at your house.
Oh. Are they up the stairs?
Nope. They're directly behind you.
I don't know. Hold on. I will turn around behind me.
They're in that bag on your bookcase.
I see 2 pops in a bag.
And by the way, I just want to throw out there that I wasn't even trying to do a Cetus's voice. I just wanted to do a different voice because I thought it would be funny.
So what aesthetic is now everybody who comments is going to want a character.
He did.
This is going to be a nightmare.
We're going to have to hire Rich Little.
He did also say that, did you realize that the PW3 threads are the best place on the forum to hide things? For instance, I posted this magnificent resource a couple weeks ago and no one has looked at it, has noticed it yet. So I wanted to comment on this because You added it apparently after I pulled the listener comments off the thread for episode 106. Basically, what he did is he threw together all of the information for recycling all of the different level characters. And it basically proves that all rarities are worth cycling, except for one stars, of course, because you don't get anything for doing a one star. Right. But yeah, just wanted to throw it out there.
So,
if you want to look
at it. All championable characters are worth recycling.
So if you want to look at it, it is on the episode 106 on the D3 forum.
Oh, that's so far ago.
This is true. He said it was a good place to hide things. Jeff Cascadian, thank you once again for the PSA. I'm afraid that this one probably won't be the last hurricane-related PSA, especially since the orangutan in chief doesn't seem to care about Puerto Rico.
They got huge debts, and their ratings are terrible.
Is shield clearance level 9 a challenge? Yes, and thank goodness. I like being challenged. The 5-star required node is the killer. Remember when such nodes were labeled deadly? Yes. Yes, I do. And it should be. But hey, it was at least doable one time each go. At least I think so. But then it got stupid hard.
Kiss me once. Kiss me twice. Come on, pretty baby.
Kiss me deadly? Okay.
I wasn't ready for that one. I was sure you were going to say deadly when you're playing those melodies. Anything less than the best is a felony.
Love it or leave it. You better give way.
That is all Willie has.
Going to hit bullseye. The kid don't play.
If you got a problem, you all solve it. Check out the hook. Those comments were awesome.
Booyah.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Something new this week. Are you ready?
Another something new?
Another something new.
All right.
All right, first I must tell you this, Garlyman. I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up.
Ian, tell me about this week's pumped up characters.
All right, we've got some boosted characters. When this show goes live, you can expect these 4-star characters to be boosted. Carnage, Captain Marvel, Cloak and Dagger, Red Hulk, and X-23. I also, there's going to be some 3-stars. And I did not, I got so caught up in my last segment, I forgot to be prepared to tell you who the 3-stars are, but now I am. Ha ha! It's Gamora, Loki, Sentry, Thanos, and Patch.
Boosted and Thanos.
Yeah, boosted 3-star Thanos is kind of a gem. Normally, I would spend even less time on the 3-stars, but he is worth mentioning. So, these 4-stars that we spoke about, what can I do with them?
It's Carnage, he's awesome.
He is, well, let me start where my strengths are, and then I'll work my way down to the weaker characters where you guys will have to contribute more. Red Hulk is going to do so much damage with Hammer and Anvil this week. It's going to be ridiculous. I'm really pumped about that. That means I'll be doing even less work than usual. I don't think you can pump up Gamma Siphon or Seeing Red. So, boom. Red Hulk in the bag. X-23. I don't think... Does her healing get pumped when she gets pumped?
Oh, that's a good question. I believe it does.
Nice.
Her damage goes up incredibly.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you have 9 or more red so that you can... when you activate whatever her green ability is called before it's Berserker Fury, turn it into Berserker Fury so you're doing extra damage and putting out those strike tiles. And I guess the strap... I assume the trap tile also does significantly more damage.
Yes, yes, it absolutely does. And I do believe her healing does get pumped. Normally she heals like 1,500. I think it's close to 3,000 when she's boosted.
Nice. That's good news. Who else do we have? We have Carnage. So I'm sure his scythes are going to do even more damage than they normally do. Is he going to get any extra board shake from Carnage rules, or is it just going to do more damage?
It'll just do more damage.
Okay. And that other one shouldn't have any difference, right? That's one where he just throws out friendly and enemy strike tiles, right?
Yeah, I don't believe they get better.
I don't know. I'm very new in the 4-star world, so I don't know what boosting does to, you know, again, healing effects, strike tile effects. Obviously, they're going to do more damage.
More damage, more hit points.
Yeah. Carol's out there. She's...
A wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah, she gets real dangerous. Like, she's deadly, but when she's pumped, she'll be... I don't have the pumped numbers. That's what I'll have next week. I would try to get the numbers to go with who's pumped so I can be a little more specific. But, you know, people have been... You've seen her in all of your PvE and PvP slices. She seems to go well with Coulson and Captain America.
Yeah, I have a question for all the folks out there who are using, a comb over Carol. Ray and I have different philosophies. He likes to put the black out and let it make tiles. I like to immediately get rid of it with yellow and just get my damage going. But lots of times that's because I'm playing her with Thanos. So if that can immediately kill one person, then, you know, Thanos puts the beat down on the other ones. So what do you people like? You like to get the tiles going, or
I suppose that that makes sense with Thanos. I like the strike tiles because that's the whole idea with Coulson, is you're trying to throw out your strike tiles and then just boost them up immensely.
Yeah.
I mean, with the strike tiles, you're doing a regular match for 10,000 points of damage in like no time. If you can get Coulson's yellow to go off and, you know, a whole bunch of countdown tiles out there.
Yeah, I can see your point. I just never do. I always, like, I just usually wait until I have enough black and yellow and then just fire them one right after the other.
Yeah. But when she's boosted, I mean, I see her all the time. And yeah, her being boosted means everybody's going to be using her.
Yeah, so it should be a Captain Marvel bloodbath out there. And lastly, and possibly not leastly, but leastly for what I can offer you, Cloak and Dagger is pumped. They have, like, 12 different abilities. I don't know what any of them are, and I don't know what Pocket Dimension does, but I think you could throw light knives a little bit better. Ray, you told me earlier that you have this character.
I do. I recently got Cloak and Dagger champed, and I have been using them with Battery Bird, with Vulture, because they just generate, just by default, they generate black if you don't have enough black on the board. So the two
is that what lets him go airborne?
Yeah, black is what makes him go
airborne.
Yeah, so you can
that's
get a jam. You can get airborne in no time with the two of them, and then you never have to worry about having enough black to make him airborne again.
Yeah, dude right. Never lands.
Yeah,
so he keeps going.
They create black. He does the whole black, blue, green combo, and then you also match yellow and those whatever it's called, the daggers that she throws. They mm-hmm. get pretty strong pretty
light,
quick.
Light daggers, light knives, something like that. You know?
When they when they're boosted, I think they're doing like 7,000 points of AoE damage as long as the enemy doesn't have any special strike attack tiles on the board. So they're actually pretty nice. They're not fantastic, but they're nice.
Good. So those are all your boosted characters for this upcoming week. And then I will leave this portion of the segment open for the next couple weeks to feedback. Let us know what you would like to see in this section, how we can improve it for your benefit or your amusement, your choice, or a little bit of both. So when you write Ray, let him know. And if it's reasonable, it will be taken into consideration.
Yeah. Listen to me now and believe me later.
Exactly.
I did want to mention on the Discord, Donkey Teeth says Carol and Wasp together, so he's all about spitting out the swords. Does that work anymore? Because Wasp
is now... It shouldn't, because it's a repeater tile, not a countdown tile.
Yeah, exactly. That was so depressing with that.
Yeah.
But...
And I'm sure it's not... It's just not as effective. I'm sure it still works, because a Wasp is another character who I don't know what she does, but I've seen her when she's boosted, and I've seen her paired with Carol, and it's out of control. Mm.
It was.
So hopefully it's just really good now instead of out of control. Hard to say.
Apparently.
Right, everyone is saying you were incorrect. It's not a repeater tile.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, right. Wasp's isn't. Yeah, because hers actually goes away every time and picks a new tile. It bounces around. That's right.
I did not. Yeah. Well, there you go. I assumed it was. Turns out that buzzing sound, not a repeater tile, still can be abused with pumped up Carol.
Yeah, and Wayworth pointed out that Cloak and Dagger, while boosted, their healing jumps up to 4,000 as long as there's yellow on the board, but you have to switch over to generating yellow, so it doesn't work quite as well with Vulture. But
right, but that should confirm that Savage healing should be boosted significantly as well as X-23's damage.
Good point.
Remind me to, I got to work out some lyrics for pumped up kicks for this segment.
All right.
Be your pumped up. You're pumped up.
Sure.
Somethings.
Some pump up the jam?
No. I like pumped up kicks.
All the kids run with their pumped up kicks? I don't know. It's something like that. Run.
All
run,
the other kids with their pumped run. Up kicks? You better run, better run. Yeah. Outrun my gun?
Something like that. It's about a school shooting. I know that.
True story.
Faster than my bullet. All right.
Sounds like a great song for that segment. Stick with that, Craig.
Yeah. Moving on. All right. That's the segment. I don't know. It's new. Tell us what you hate.
I need a sound clip. Somebody needs to say, like, boosted characters of the week.
You just did.
No, I'm not using that.
I'll talk to Owen.
Okay.
Somebody put a picture of the Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
Which immediately in my head went to the Nike Turkey.
What?
You remember Nike Turkey?
Yeah, I do.
Just pump it. Go on and pump it. Nike Turkey. I have not seen Nike Turkey in a long time. All right, Vines. Mine still sucks. I've still got Fury and She-Thor and Buckies and Sandmans and War Machines and Mordos and some mess. What do you guys got?
You really need to work on that Goddess of Thunder.
I don't have no ISOs for her.
Mm.
That's because someone stole all your ISO mojo, I guess.
Yeah.
In exchange for your purple mojo returning.
Maybe.
There's something wrong with my Vine. I don't remember what it is. Oh, I have not enough hero points and three things that need rostered, sort of. So it's not, I don't know. I got that new Lockjaw. He needs a roster spot.
Yeah.
I've got some of my two stars are at level 144, so I need to recycle them. But I only have three two stars. So before I can get rid of one of them, you know, I have to make a roster spot for whichever one's going to take their place.
Right.
So that's going to need some extra ISO. And then...
You have three 2-stars?
Yes.
That hurts my brain.
Why?
You should have all the 2-stars.
Yeah, I don't got that kind of... I don't get that kind of hero points. What have I made of hero points?
You got all these 4-stars coming out. You got to worry about...
Yeah, they all need rest. And then for my reward of the week, which wasn't the Lockjaw, I got a 5-star Steve Rogers, the first Avenger, that I need a roster spot for.
Hmm.
Oh.
There you go. I hear he's meh.
Didn't he get fixed recently?
I don't know. I literally have no idea. Sure.
Yeah, I thought he went underwent some retooling so that he was considerably more impressive.
Sure. So I need to mention DJ Squiggy. Apparently, when Craig said somebody posted the Reebok bumps, it was DJ Squiggy. He then responded, somebody.
I just saw the picture and moved on in my brain. I didn't keep reading. Reads for suckers. I thought we covered this.
My Vine is very simple. It is still just a bunch of 2-stars. I, however, now have enough ISO to actually get another character. So we'll see how that goes tonight with the next segment or the one after. I don't remember what order we're in, but anyway.
Next is reward of the week.
Oh, okay.
Did you get anything exciting this week?
You got a 5-star Steve Rogers, the first Avenger.
Ah, well, that's exciting.
Yep, it came from Daily Rewards. Is that what that thing's called that you get once a day?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, I told you that was coming sometime.
Yeah. I told you I was further behind you than you thought.
I managed to get a Carol out of a 2-star token, and that somehow got me a bonus Yondu. So that was my reward of the week. Bonus Yondu. I like bonus Yondu.
Mm. All his sounds are fixed.
Yeah.
I got that Lockjaw from the Shield Simulator.
Yep, yep.
All right. Moving on. Let's open some tokens brought to you, as always, by this guy.
Woo!
Who wants to open some stuffs? Let me get to the screen.
I was going
to
say, it'll take me a second, but probably me. Mine are always the least impactful. Let me just scoot over there.
That's because Ray's is always a 5-star.
It's okay. I don't need a 5-star. I need 4-stars. I'm never disappointed by mine.
I'm going to open several, so.
Yeah, I'm going to open 2 as well, which doesn't count as several. But I just got another Lockjaw Royal Escort.
Ooh.
And then it's gone. Never mind. I'm okay. No more tokens. I was going to treat myself to a Cosmic Legend token, but that was very brief. I didn't realize it was so short-lived.
Oh, yeah, that store's gone.
Good. I didn't like that store anyway.
All right, I'm gonna poke Daredevil. It's a 4-star. Oh, good lord. It's another Sandman. I can just die with all the rest of them.
This is why I don't like opening a bunch of covers until I have ISO. But in any case, I have ISO. So I'm going to open a token here. It's a 4-star. Uh-oh, it's a 4-star Bucky. Unfortunately, I have to find out where I'm at with my Bucky because it's getting way too close. He's at a 3, 4, 5 now, so I'm still safe. I'm going to open another one. Clicking Daredevil, another 4-star. 4-star Ry-Ry Will-I-Ams. Going again, because she's champed. 4-star Peggy.
Ooh.
That'll be another level for her. Let's keep going. Another 4-star. Yep, I am done. I received a 4-star Punisher to the max. And he is ready to be champion, so that will be my last open. And Donkey Teeth just said, treat yourself. So yeah, that will be my 14th cover for Punisher. So he's going to be my next champion character.
Excellent. Dude, put your hands down right now, please.
Who?
You.
My hands are down.
I can hear you nervously clicking your rings together like crazy.
Oh, no, actually it's a pair of scissors that are in my hand.
But put those down! Come on, dude!
Put the scissors down. Well,
my hands were down. They were just holding a pair of scissors.
It's a pen, it's a scissors, it's your ring.
I'm amazed you can hear that stuff. I know Ray can't hear anything, no. So...
I find it amusing that the mostly deaf person is the editor of the show.
Did you notice anything in the show? No, it sounded great.
It sounded awesome.
Everybody's levels were real low, though. Every week.
Oh, man, I need to get me a really quiet fidget spinner, apparently.
I like that in lieu of a fidget spinner, you've got some nice sharp scissors that I'm just chomping wildly.
That's funny. All right, hey, thanks to our sponsor, this guy. You can tell me about the podcast network.
All right. Why don't you guys head over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a podcast network of which we are one of the podcasts, and there are many others that should be able to suit your podcasting needs. You know, especially if you're listening to this show, we hope that you will find something else that you like amongst our fellow podcasters. Soon to Be Named Network, it's soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, or you can use a direct link to any of the shows on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
So now that there's a new Star Trek show, are they gonna have to scrap the Prime Defective or whatever it was called and start a show about the new show?
I don't know.
They should just do it on the Prime Defective.
Yeah, they can comment about it on the Prime Defective. Has anybody watched this new Star Trek? Specifically, you?
I ain't paying CBS no money.
No, that's outrageous. CBS does not have the content to have a standalone pay channel. Just put your stuff on Hulu like everybody else, jerks. Yeah, there was like the one thing that's on that channel that isn't football that I could watch. I thought I would miss, but I was just too angry, and now I don't even think about it. So it looks like I will never see Elementary again.
Oh, I love that show.
I used to.
Is it only on the pay now?
No. I just don't have cable.
Oh. I got you.
So my option was to watch it streaming, and they were like, oh, no, we're special. Give us money. I was like, no, you Les Moonves. I hate you.
I will make do with episodes of the Orville.
The Orville is amusing. It's definitely amusing.
The one episode had a lot of Star Trek, like classic Trek throwback for me.
Yeah.
Like the people got captured and put into an alien zoo, which was very much, you know, the pilot episode of Star Trek called The Menagerie.
Right.
And, you know, it had some jokes like that. I found it funny.
Okay. Is it now? See, I didn't know what to think about it because I saw Seth MacFarlane, who I enjoy, but I didn't know if the show was going to be like Family Guy funny or, but then looking at the trailers, it told me that it's like watching a half hour version of Galaxy Quest every week.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not way out, you know, on the edges like Family Guy.
Isn't it an hour, though?
Sure.
I think it's an hour. Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I've enjoyed it. The last episode, yeah, Ray, with the transgender baby, that was something.
Yeah. But their social statements on the sci-fi show, that's always the way to go. That's a Star Trek theme right there.
But yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I'll keep watching it. I don't know how many, you know, episodes it's going to get, but...
I don't know. I hear that the ratings are reasonably good, although the Rotten Tomatoes really not good.
Really?
Yeah. 20%.
Hmm. Well, I'm curious if people were expecting a sci-fi show and got disillusioned by the comedy, or if it's not comedy enough for them and it's too sci-fi.
I'll be honest. I was hoping it would be more comedy, but it's decent. I like it. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. That's all we got for this week. You guys got anything else?
I don't think so. Nothing. For the good of the order.
All right. As always, check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you know all the places, our webpage, the E3Go forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or via the emails or the Twitters or the Facebooks or any of those other social type things. None of those other social type things. Just those two. If you throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our homepage. You buy something, we get some stuff. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, buy yourself some sweet swag over there, or become a awesome patron of the show and get a segment of the show named after you, or, you know, have it sponsor in some other way that you like. Okay? Okay. You good?
It's all right. Good? It's all right.
Ian, you good?
I'm good.
All right. Ray, you good?
I'm good.
I'm doing a bit there, and you guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
Nope.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but no, I didn't get it.
No, you don't listen to sports radio, so you're not going to get this bit.
Oh, okay. Maybe you've
done it
before. If
anybody out there understands the you good,
oh, I'm good.
Chime in next week. That's all we got, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't bother me. Good night.
That's the clue. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good.
Bye, friends.
Good night. Bye-bye.